So that is a question that I have contemplated kind of, I feel again, like my whole life since first grade. So school was basically horrible beginning in first grade. I had, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, in the moment it was horrible and it kind of created a relationship to school that stayed with me through my whole life. And luckily there were a few exceptions because I had a handful of just extraordinary teachers. And then of course, as you grow older and you reflect on and try to understand, well, why was it so bad? Or maybe why are some of the things that you still consider challenges and obstacles in your daily life? Like, where did those begin? Where were those beginning places? And again, like, I think a lot of things started in first grade with a teacher who was very new. I think that was like her first year of teaching when I got her. I had kindergarten. Kindergarten was great. Loved kindergarten. Just loved it as a place, loved the feeling the teacher created. Like, she was an older woman and she just, it was like this safe nest. I don't really remember any of my classmates or interactions with them, but I just remember being able to move through that space and do what I needed to do and not have anything imposed upon me, which to me, as an educator now, I realize like that quality that teacher had to be able to sort of move us from activity to activity, but I didn't feel like I was being pushed and managed and manipulated. And then first grade came along and I had this teacher who basically, there were multiple times where I was like publicly humiliated in my class. And it just sort of, and I think it was because she was not seasoned. She was also incredibly like beautiful. She was young and for the time she was very stylish. So she sort of had teased, you know, that long hair, but that was like slightly teased to give it volume. And she just wore great clothes and she had a maxi coat, which was like, oh my God. And I just remember really wanting to connect with her and to be seen by her and just, I remember feeling like I was always trying to like, oh, can I cut out the, you know, candy canes and help you do the bulletin board in the hallway? Because you always ask kids in class to help you. I want to be one of those kids. And just always trying to find her favor, but never attaining it. And in fact, being sort of humiliated by her many times. And so through that, I realized like the importance of a teacher, you know, it's like to sort of how your students feel not only in time, but how they move forward into like their next year and their next classroom and their next educational experience. So, you know, I disengaged from school very, very early.